If you are just tuning in, the big announcement is that Frank Reich has informed the team that he is ceding play-calling responsibilities to offensive coordinator Thomas Brown. I did not realize this. Most offensive coaches in the NFL, if you are an offensive-minded head coach, most of them call their own plays.
Sure.
Right? It used to be, even if you were an offensive-minded head coach, a lot of times you would let your offensive coordinator call those plays. But almost all of them call their own plays. And okay, that's fine. If that's your expertise, that's your expertise. I had changed the poll question, though. What is the Panthers' biggest problem? And I gave you four options. Bryce Young, the defense, offensive line, Frank Reich.
I have a fifth.
Well, we know the real answer is David Tepper, right? The real answer is David Tepper. But in terms of the options given, it's Frank Reich.
Yeah.
And here's, I said this before, my jury's in. I've already decided that if I were in charge, if I were David Tepper and I had $13 billion, I would scratch the check for the balance on Frank Reich's contract. Now, it's not that Frank Reich is a bad coach, because I don't believe he is a bad coach. I believe he is okay. But that's what I believe him to be.
Well, and apparently doesn't have a big enough backbone to, like, make decisions over David Tepper. Like, if Tepper is telling him, hey, we should do this, but you're the coach and you know we should be doing B instead of A.
Right.
He should maybe say something.
Right. Well, so I think Scott Fitterer probably too. Now, there's no way you would look at this past quarterback draft and say this is the quarterback draft to trade from 9 to 1, not with Caleb Williams and Drake May and maybe others staring you in the face in the next draft, knowing how many pieces you need to add on the offensive side of the ball, thinking that, you know, oh gosh, we'll just find receivers laying around in the street. No big deal. Literally, they have one receiver worth anything. No offense to DJ Chark or Terrace Marshall or Jonathan Mingo might be a squad receiver at some point. Adam Thielen's excellent still for his role. He's essentially acting as a tight end for them. But there's a reason why Bryce Young's, like, all of his good completions basically come to Adam Thielen. Nobody else is even a thought. I'll make this prediction now. Adam Thielen will catch more passes, unless he is hurt, the rest of the season than everybody listed as a wide receiver or a tight end. And I'm going to remove Laviska Shenault from the list because, to me, he's a running back. He's not really a wide receiver. He's a running back. So every other wide receiver and tight end on the roster will not combine for more receptions than Adam Thielen. So let me just explain why I believe Frank Reich. This is the best explanation I can give you. So the Dolphins finally woke up. It's 21-14. It was 14-0 Panthers. You were moving the ball. You were really good. I think at least three, maybe four of your drives in the first half against a good team. Dolphins have a good defense, not a great defense, but a good one. You were moving the ball. You were running the ball. You were moving the ball, picking up, you know, first downs on third down. All of these things, the planets were aligned. You were feeling it.
And then reality set
inside
in
2 minutes. You get the ball after a third down conversion, like 3rd and 16. He converts to Thielen, or maybe it was 3rd and 10, whatever. He converts to Thielen, a beautiful pass across the middle. And then he hits Thielen again and again. It's now 2nd and 3. You're at the Miami 26. There's 53 seconds on the clock. You have all three of your timeouts. The world is your oyster, Frank Reich. Clock runs, tick, 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 tick. Miami calls timeout 17 seconds after that play ended. Miami calls a timeout. Okay. Well, Miami's saving you the trouble.
Right.
2nd down and 3 from the 26. Mindset. Miami scores about 1 million points a game, right? Mindset. Just file that away for a second.
they were the team that scored 70.
Right, on Denver, so. Right?
Yeah.
So it's second and three from the 26. On second and three, Bryce looks like he's trying to throw a corner route. I really think he was throwing it away because it was 15 yards away from a receiver out of bounds. He had no, there was no chance to complete that pass. I think he was throwing it away, which I don't mind. So now it's third and three.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Well, they just took a deep shot. On third and three, they threw one of their patented, and I believe that Frank Reich has the patent on it, a wide receiver screen to DJ Chark that gained a yard.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, if you're going to throw that pass, you're going for it on fourth down.
It would make sense.
Right? You're going for it on fourth down. If you were going to do, essentially, it's a running play. Nope. They let the clock wind down to 2 seconds, and they kicked the field goal, which, of course, they missed, and I could not have been happier because that is the karma is a biatch staring you in the face. And what it told me then was that Frank Reich, he's too cautious. Even when when everything was aligned for you to show confidence in Bryce Young. So in a season that is already circling the drain, with a quarterback who has just thrown three straight completions and is actually exuding confidence, which is something we have not seen all year long. Nearly a minute on the clock, fairly deep in Miami territory, knowing full well you have no chance to beat the Miami Dolphins with threes. You need sixes. You are blatantly settling for 3 points. That's what happened at the end of the first half. I want somebody to tell me I have misread that, because your season is going nowhere. Even if you win the game, you're going nowhere. You can't tank because you don't have your first round pick.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? The whole season needs to be building Bryce Young. Perfect opportunity. Hey, kid, go show me what you got. If we screw it up, we screw it up. No big deal. And that's what you do? Get out of here. I have no use for that. He is a mediocre head coach, and that's not a terrible thing. There have been mediocre head coaches before. Ron Rivera is a mediocre head coach. John Fox was a mediocre head coach who went to 2 Super Bowls.
He did.
Right? The difference between Frank Reich and Ron Rivera is that Ron Rivera had a dynamic personality to his players who loved him. Does Frank Reich exude that?
No.
So you're getting a lesser version of Ron Rivera. Shouts to the Carolina Panthers for somehow doing it again.
Yeah, at least Ron's got some wins on his new team.
Sort of.
Because now he's got that.
Sort of. I'm done. I feel bad for Panthers fans. Again, I do not have an emotional attachment to this team.
That's a good thing.
Right? But I care for you. Who has an emotional attachment for this team, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
I do. And I care for other Panthers fans who have an emotional attachment to this team, and you're getting screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They deserve better. You deserve better. And that's my position.
Right. I love it. I stand by it.
I'm team you.
Well, at least somebody is, because Frank's not. So.